The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. I never take for granted that you have a choice in the programs that you listen to on the radio. And it is an honor and a privilege to realize that you have chosen to spend some time with us today. Thank you. And I hope and pray that it is worthwhile. It's valuable. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm going to begin this hour by issuing an apology, and I mean that sincerely. There was a story last week that I mentioned, but I just kind of passed over it. I didn't make a big deal out of it, and I should have. The more I thought about it, the more I realize I really failed in pointing out how important this story was. And so I sincerely mean it. I apologize for not giving this story the attention that it deserved. What story was that? The National Day of Prayer proclamation by President Joe Biden. You probably know that since the National Day of Prayer was established back in the 1950s, Joe Biden was the very first president to not mention God in a prayer proclamation. Now, I mentioned that to you last week on, I don't remember whether it was Thursday or Friday of last week, but I mentioned it to you and then kind of moved on. I said it was important, but I got to thinking about it. And first of all, is that claim true? And the answer is yes. Even Snopes, the far left fact-checking site called Snopes, dealt with this headline. Was Biden the first president to omit God in national prayer proclamation? A law was passed in 1952 requiring the president of the United States to set aside a national day of prayer. The claim, if you're familiar with Snopes, I give the claim. Claim, Joe Biden was the first U.S. president to not use the word God in his National Day of Prayer proclamation in 2021. Rating by Snopes, true. Context, again, I'm reading from the Snopes website. In May 2021, Biden became the first president since 1952. And by the way, that's when it became mandatory for a president to make a proclamation. So it's the first time since 1952, but we could also say it's the first time in American history because the proclamations did not begin until 1952, at least as an official part of the office of president. So, again, context. I'm reading from Snopes. In May 2021, Biden became the first president since 1952 to not use the word God in his National Day of Prayer proclamation. So, yes, it is absolutely true. Now, towards the end of this article, this lengthy article in Snopes, they make excuses for Biden. On page 4, they write, and again, this is from Snopes. We searched through the American Presidency Project from the University of California, Santa Barbara, a database of historical documents, and found that every National Day of Prayer proclamation since 1952 contained the word God. But then they make an excuse for Biden, and they say he did use the word Lord in his proclamation. And when I read this, I thought, I don't remember him saying Lord in the year of our Lord. Yeah, the signature in the year of our Lord. So Snopes said, well, he didn't mention God, but he did mention Lord. Yeah, in his signature. All right, now, why is this much more serious than I made it out to be last week? As I thought about it, these proclamations are parsed severely by staff. None of these proclamations are written by the president alone. He has to approve them. He has to read them. But they are put together by staff. And usually on a proclamation as important as the National Day of Prayer, several staff members would have spent hours going over the wording. They would write it, they would rewrite it. They would rewrite it again, and then they would revise it, and then they would rewrite it, and they would revise it, and then they would probably submit a rough draft to the president. The president probably would make notes on the proclamation, send it back to the staff, and then the staff would once again parse every single word. They would compare this proclamation to Trump's proclamations and Obama's proclamations and Bush's proclamations and Clinton's proclamations and Carter's, Reagan's proclamation. They would compare from to past Day of Prayer proclamations. I'm not exaggerating. This is a tedious process when these proclamations are made. And again, there would be several staff members involved. And finally, the final version would be sent to President Joe Biden. He would read it over probably several times and then affix his signature. I said that to say this. The omission of God was not a mistake. The omission of God was purposeful, intentional. The omission of God was given a great deal of thought, consideration, and probably debate. You don't think that a staff member looking over the previous Day of Prayer proclamations didn't say to the other staff members and probably to the president himself, excuse me, sir, if you sign this, this would be the first time in history that God has not been mentioned in a Day of Prayer proclamation. Sir, is that what you want? You realize that there could be negative press on this. Considering the last proclamation that your predecessor made mentioned God 11 different times. Mr. President, are you certain you do not want God anywhere in this proclamation? And again, I do not believe I am exaggerating in any way. This was deliberated. It was debated. And the omission of God was absolutely intentional. President Joe Biden did not want God in the Day of Prayer proclamation. So who did he think people were going to pray to? The devout Catholic President of the United States intentionally removes any mention of God from a prayer proclamation. That is much more serious than I had given thought to until this weekend. Very serious. And it should tell you a great deal about the direction this administration is going to take our country. Here is a man who uses his religion for his own personal benefit, but does not believe what it teaches. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We're just talking about the fact that President Joe Biden is the first president in American history to issue a Day of Prayer proclamation without the mention of God. So my question, Mr. President, who or what are you going to pray to? Now, this follows the well-known debacle back in 2012. Let me just give you a recap of that. And then Fred in Dublin, I'll be coming to you in just a moment, I promise. In 2008, the Democrat platform declared, quote, "We need a government that stands up for the hopes, values, and interests of working people and gives everyone willing to work hard the chance to make the most of their God-given potential." That was 2008. In 2012, the same plank was adopted in the Democratic platform, except God-given was removed. And there was a great deal of controversy and hullabaloo about it. The Democrats have removed God. The Democrats have omitted God. And the Democrat Party did not relent. They did not say, oh, we made a mistake. Oh, of course we will put God back in. And in the last national convention, several of the individual caucuses, when they said the Pledge of Allegiance, intentionally removed under God, one nation under God. Now, not the entire convention. When they said the Pledge of Allegiance, they included, but several individual caucuses, when they met, removed under God. The progressive left is desperately trying to take us to a completely secular nation. And if you have read the Federalist Papers, if you have read the documents from our founding fathers, if you have read George Washington's farewell address, one thing our founding fathers all agreed on, if America ever became a completely secular nation with no religion, our form of government could not continue. Again, if you don't believe me, read Washington's farewell address. And that's the direction that we are headed. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got Fred in Dublin, and Fred wants to continue the discussion on the National Day of Prayer. Hey, Fred, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob. Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to mention that I am Catholic, and a lot of Catholics that I know consider Joe Biden to be what we call a Sino, Catholic in name only, because he does not support any of the precepts that the Catholic Church teaches with regards to abortion, same-sex marriage, this National Day of Prayer thing. I mean, I hadn't heard that, but I just... It just disgusts me, you know, this guy claims to be Catholic, and you know, if you're going to belong to a specific denomination, whether it's Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, or whatever, I would imagine that you would want to follow the precepts of the church that you attend, and that's the way it should be. But Nancy Pelosi is the same way.
Sure.
I mean, she's a CNO also. You know, there's a lot of Catholics, those of us out here, that do not support Joe Biden because he is not a Catholic. He's a Catholic in name only.
Yeah. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts concerning the current Pope?
You know, I think a lot of what the Pope says, first of all, he's a Jesuit. If you know anything about Jesuit priests, Jesuits tend to be more liberal than a lot of the other order priests within the Catholic Church. But I think a lot of what he has said in the past maybe has been taken out of context by the media.
Okay.
Of course, you know, I don't think the media likes the Catholic Church anyway. So, you know, I think you kind of have to listen to what he says. He has come out with a little some things that you kind of scratch your head and you're not sure. I think a lot of Catholics aren't sure, but I think. I think he's doing a good job.
Okay.
You know, that's about all I could say about
okay.
it, actually. You know, I just think a lot of times when he has said certain things that it's been taken out of context. Well, one that I could point to was I think he was being interviewed about same-sex marriage, and he took that. He said something in the response to be, you know, who am I to judge? Well, a lot of people took that to say, well, see, he's not judging same-sex marriage. Well, that's not really what he was saying. You have to look at the whole context of what he said. But, you know, that's just an example
okay.
that came off the top of my
head. The American Conference of Catholic Bishops meeting this summer
mm-hmm.
are seriously considering passing a resolution, not demanding, because each individual priest can make their own decision for the most part,
mm-hmm.
but encouraging local priests to deny communion to any leader, any politician that supports abortion. Do you think they will pass that resolution? And if so, how do you think that will impact the rank-and-file priests across America as far as people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi concerning withholding the Eucharist from them?
Well, I do. You know,
And we got about 1 minute.
Talk about the Catholic Church a lot. I know there's a lot. What a lot of people don't understand is that we in the Catholic Church, as far as communion goes, and I don't know if a lot of your Protestant listeners know this, but we actually believe that we are receiving the body and blood of Christ.
Right.
That is one thing that we do, and I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But so if you're not in a state of grace when you're going to communion, you are not supposed to go up there. If I've committed a grave sin. Unless I go to confession, I am not really technically supposed to go to communion.
Yeah.
So I think if people in the government, whether it's Joe Biden or anybody else, any other lawmaker who is solidly for abortion and some of these other things that are going on nowadays, I think the Catholic Church has a perfect right to deny
okay.
them.
All right. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate your call very, very much. Gotta go. We'll be right back.